Well, it's time to begin, binary and non-binary people. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Felicia.
And this is You're Just Like Me.
You're Just Like Me.
I'm just like you.
You're just like me.
You're just like me. Our Barbie fan cast, our Barbie movie review of all the Barbie animated movies, starting with Barbie in the Nutcracker, which is what we both just watched over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Felicia, tell me how you feel.
Okay, I don't even know where to start.
Let's start with the plot. What'd you think of it?
Okay, well, one thing I do want to talk about is I feel like it was very ambitious for their first movie ever to be like a dancing, like,
Especially I don't know, with the like quality of the animation.
I really don't know why they went with like doing a ballet animation. It was a little rough sometimes.
It was chunky. You want to know what I scored the art / animation?
Oh, no, I'm scared.
I gave it a negative 9 out of 10.
You actually did?
Yeah, and I subtracted points from my final score because of that.
It was
that bad.
I'm going to... I do think the plot was obviously like based on the
actual ballet.
The ballet and whatever came before that.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like I can't, like, fault it too much because that's probably how the ballet was because, you know, in, like, the musicals and opera type stuff, they like really have a light plot and then they just like insert a bunch of dancing and singing numbers or whatever.
Yeah. I went with a 7 out of 10.
Just wait, but how are we gonna do ratings?
Okay. Here's what I was thinking.
Okay.
We have 5 categories: plot, character, art/animation, dialogue, and romance, because romance is one of the key factors of Barbie movies.
Yes.
And so I figure we each give one of those a rating, and then the overall rating will be our 2 scores added together, so it'll be that out of 100.
Okay.
And so we can turn that into, like, I don't know, like...
Like if a it, percent
if it,
or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's, like, 78 out of 100, then it would be 7.8 stars out of 10.
Okay,
you know?
Well, because, like, what always kind of bothered me about reviews is people are always, like, afraid to go below, like, even, like, a 6, probably, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like I would say, like, 1 is, like, horrible, but, like, 2 is bad. But, like, 3 probably is, like, mediocre.
Yeah.
And then, like, so, like, I would almost say that the plot was probably, like, a 4.
Yeah, that's probably closer to correct. I just gave it a 7 because I felt bad for giving the animation such, like, an awful score. I was just so upset.
I think it's
about
so
it.
Funny that you gave the animation a negative score. But I do, that does... make me think of another thing I wrote down, which was, you know, during the scenes where she came out of the cave or whatever, and then the background was 2D.
Yes! Oh my god, that was the worst. Literally, when they got trapped in the castle, there was, like, the fake castle that they got, and then they got, like, the trap sprung on them by, like, the gross bat, who I can't remember the name of, even though I just watched it yesterday.
I don't remember his name either.
No one cares what his name is. And it looked so, so garbage, and, like, I just thought that was the movie. Like, it looked 2D, and I was like, oh, wow, they just really didn't try for this part.
They really didn't try for the castle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a fake castle, so you couldn't even tell the difference.
Anyways, should we give a brief review of the plot?
Oh, I mean, I should have written stuff down, but we can try to go through it.
Okay.
Wait, ooh, but also, I didn't even remember this, but actually it is another Barbie telling Kelly a life lesson.
I
didn't even remember that at all.
It was just crazy because it was like a story within a story within a story is what it felt like. Because the thing is, like...
Yeah, the Nutcracker's originally in her dream, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's already a story within a story, but then Barbie's telling her the story.
Yeah, Barbie's telling Kelly the story of a dream a girl had one time.
Yeah.
And then, oh, okay, wait. So Kelly's bad at dancing. Tragic. And so to help her with her dancing, Barbie decides that she's going to tell her a story, which is exactly how you handle all issues of dancing. I know this as a person taking a dance class right now. I'm taking country line dance, 1, so that I can go to Western Wednesdays at the Peacock and absolutely fail in front of all the country boys with their beautiful cowboy hats and very clacky boots. Anyways, so in the story, Clara, our hero, her parents died when she was young, I guess. She has a younger brother also. And it's Christmas time, and they live with their grandfather now, and her aunt comes back from a trip in Asia, and she's in love with her aunt, and her aunt is my favorite character.
Yeah.
That's how little I liked all other characters.
That's good that you brought it up, because I wrote under fave characters, I said Elizabeth was one of my favorites.
Yep. I liked Elizabeth.
She was really cool.
She was so cool. She was a chill
girl. And, like,
girl.
She lives with her grandfather, right?
Yeah.
And her grandfather was all like, oh, you're a lady and you can't do anything fun.
Yeah.
You can't travel. Well, I don't know. What was he saying? What did he want her to do?
I literally don't remember. It was just, he didn't want her to do anything. Yeah. He was just like, hey, you're going to break. Anyways, so she gets the nutcracker from her aunt. And then as...
Her brother's like, ew, gross.
Yeah. Well, and her brother's like, wants him to lead his army of toy soldiers. And so they're like fighting over him. And then he accidentally breaks his arm off. And then she like mends him. And then she falls asleep on the couch. And then when the clock strikes midnight, like all like the things come to life and mm-hmm. the mice are having like a crazy rager. And the nutcracker is like... What does he say? He's like, he says something crazy and then like jumps off the couch with his sword drawn at the mice.
I don't even know what he
said. It's something like unguard mice or like something along those lines. And yeah. It was like, ooh.
And then, woof. Yeah, he fought a bunch of mice. And then, oh, but during the fight, the Mouse King shrunk. What's
Clara.
Her name? Clara? Yeah.
Because like she was standing over him with a pot and then didn't drop it as she started to be threatening, which was like... Girl, like,
she just stood there when the spell was being cast.
You know, me too. Sometimes I'm just into a wild, fancy spell. And they fight the Mouse King and all that jazz. What happens next? The owl.
She's like, oh my gosh, I need to be
big again.
Big again, yeah. So she's like, what do I do? And then
He's like, the
he
sugar
tells
plum...
her about some myth or something, right?
Yeah, the sugar plum fairy.
She needs to see the sugar plum fairy, which this part made me feel like the story is very Wizard of Oz kind of, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like...
And then the owl's like, oh, go across the sea of something and you can find her.
Sea of troubles or...
Something like that.
Infinite
and then they
storms.
Embark on their journey.
Yeah. And the owl gives her a locket that will magically take her back. When she's found
the
princess.
Shoes and
yeah, exactly. It's
the
based,
Wizard of Oz.
I think they just combined Wizard of Oz and the Nutcracker because I kind of remember seeing the Nutcracker when I was little, and I'm pretty sure there's no talking, also. It's like one thing. Like, it's all dancing and like. So, like, the plot is very light, but it's also pretty much all about her, like, dream and then the Nutcracker and then going with them and stuff. And I think the Nutcracker becomes a real boy in that one also, but I don't remember.
I'm trying to remember what happens after that. Because, like, I know she travels for a while, and then, like, she meets the squad of guys.
Yeah, she meets a little kid and the horse.
Horse's
name is Marzipan, which drives me insane.
Why?
Like, I don't know. I just hate that as a horse name.
Oh, yeah, the horse was, like, purple, right?
Yeah, the horse was purple.
Which is a choice, but...
And then comes my favorite scene, which I wrote down for my fave moment.
Okay.
Which is, so they're, like, the mice find them and are, like, trying to grab them, and they run away with the kids that they find with Marzipan, and the Rat King, like... Is he a Rat King or Mouse King?
He's a Mouse King.
Mouse King. They go back and they report that they, like... let them get away to the Mouse King. And also there's been this like bat that's been spying on them who has a truly awful voice. Like true garbage. But he's like, so instead of capturing them, you've come here to me and like something like that. And then so he's like asking what he should turn them into, and like him and the bat have this whole back and forth of like, how are we doing on statues? It's like stocked up, and then like lawn ornaments and like something else. And then it finally gets to like, there are two of them, why don't you make bookends? And I just love that everything that he turns like people who annoy him into are like stone carving based. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I just thought that was ridiculous. It was like, I don't know, I just I really enjoyed the Mouse King just because, like, he wasn't, definitely wasn't a favorite character, but, like, it felt like the writers actually tried to have fun with that one, so.
That kind of reminded me, like, Medusa, right, with the stone, like.
Yeah, that too.
It, but in one of the other Barbie movies, I swear, like, the villain freezes everyone, too. I don't know if they're, like, stone, though, or something else, but.
Yeah.
Oh, but my favorite line already passed, but mm-hmm. it was the, when the owl was talking to the Nutcracker and, what's her name, Clara?
Yeah.
Like, she, you know, she's like, oh, like, travel over the sea of trouble or whatever. And then the Nutcracker's like, but that's impossible. And then the owl goes, dangerous, but not impossible. And then the Nutcracker literally, like, just starts walking away.
Yeah.
And then, it, like, she's like, where are you going? And he's like, oh, are you, do you want to come along? And I'm like, he didn't even, like, ask for any follow-up questions about where the sea of trouble is, what it is.
Yeah.
And he just, like, left without even telling her.
Yeah. He was like, dangerous, but not impossible. Alrighty, I guess dangerous but not impossible with my middle name.
He
wasn't even
like, bye, okay, I guess I'm gonna go. Like, yeah. He just started walking away. I just thought, I burst out laughing when that happened because I just thought it was so stupid.
Oh, and my favorite line is right after the scene we were talking about. This was, so the animation was worse than I remembered, for sure. Hmm. Like, I was watching and I was like, whoa, this passed as, like, I guess when you're a kid, you have a lot more imagination, though, mm-hmm. so you just kind of, like, fill in the blanks that are there.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, I swear, like, if I thought back to it, I'd be like, oh, it has super clean, like, super good animation, like, literally as good as, like, the newest Disney movie. Like, that's how I pictured it.
Yeah, same. So anyways, animation was worse than I remembered. But the crazy rock monster was just as terrifying as I remembered, but for different reasons this time. Just like, oh my god, it looks awful, it's terrifying. But as a child, it was like, a rock monster, you know? Anyways, so Mouse King is like, I can't rely on mice to do what I need them to, so why don't I just send a pile of rocks? And, like, create a stone, what are they called in Zelda?
Oh.
The, like,
yeah, what are they called?
It starts with a T.
Oh, does it?
I think so. Torlis? Tullis? I don't know. So he creates this stone monster to go after Clara and the Nutcracker and the two guys that they met along the way, which I didn't mention, but it doesn't matter. It's Captain Candy.
And the other one?
Yeah, Captain Candy and the other one. Major something.
Yeah.
Major Molasses.
Was that it?
No, I'm just...
It was probably a candy pun, though.
Yeah. So it was Captain Candy was Nutcracker's friend before he got turned into a Nutcracker. Oh. So really quickly, Clara and the Nutcracker are hanging out at night. This is before the scene with the stone dude getting turned into this... Like, this where the pillars turned into stone via Mouse King magic. And she's like, you're Prince Eric, aren't you? And, like, I'm like, girl, they just took all the fun suspense out of the, like, kiss and turn into a magical prince scene. Yeah. Like, why they do that? Come on, little kids can either figure it out or be surprised. And but
that's what I thought was so funny, though, is he was, like, so obvious that he was Prince Eric. He was, like, every time Prince Eric came up, he'd be all, like, moody and like weird, and he'd be all like, oh, Prince Eric used to do, and I'm like, it's like basically like he wants people to know he's Prince Eric, so he's like trying to get attention from everyone.
Yeah, it's like Prince Eric sucks, and he's like, he was trying his best. Like, okay, Prince Eric, yeah, I sure think he does. Anyways, so from now I'm just gonna call the Nutcracker Prince Eric, because it's just, or just better.
I guess that was a big reveal. Wait, it wasn't Prince Eric. What happened to the king? The kingdom was taken over by the Mouse King, right?
Yeah, because Prince Eric's dad died and left the Mouse King in charge of his scepter and stuff until Prince Eric was, like, ready to rule.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Mouse King was like, actually, yoink, and turned him into
a Nutcracker.
Yeah, turned him into wood. And so I guess he's just been, like, and no one knows what happened to Prince Eric.
Yeah. Like, that's he just, like, ditched.
Right? Yeah. God, this movie was so weird.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like the part after this, though, is kind of a gap in my memory because I don't really know what happens.
Okay. Oh, but my favorite line. After he makes the stone monster, he's like, whatever the bat creature's name is, go watch after him. He's a little rough around the edges, which is good on its own. And then the bat creature, which voice is awful, but I'm going to do an impersonation anyway, was like, you want me to babysit a rock? And that was it. That was the moment that I like laughed out loud. Was just like, it was so poorly written, but like ridiculous. Yeah. And I loved it, you know? It was like, magnifique. Anyways. And so after that, they're like, the Clara and Prince Eric, who is still wooden, and Major Mustache, and Captain Candy are going on a mission to find the Sugar Plum Princess. And they get to this, like bridge that's just rocks that are floating in a canyon.
Yeah.
And
they're jumping across the rocks,
and then Major,
and then the Major like just put straight up pushes Captain Candy into the pit,
which I don't even know like why, like he's like, it didn't seem like an accident, and I don't know if that's just bad animation or if like it was a secret murder attempt that they just never came back to.
I think
to.
It was a secret murder attempt because he just pushed him in, like
I know
I don't even like I don't know.
Yeah.
He couldn't have been, like, that oblivious, like...
God. Major Mustache. I don't even care what his actual name is at this point. Just...
Did he have a mustache?
I think so. A mustache and a monocle and a British accent.
Did he have... Man. I just saw this movie, like, 2 days ago, and I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe the character design was a little forgettable.
Very forgettable. Anyway, so... The Nutcracker saves Captain Candy's life by detaching his arm and then leaning it down as, like, a rope. And then, so they all get across that canyon. They're in this, like, crazy desert, which is really weird, and trying to make a boat. Like, Captain Candy and the Major go to, like, fix this boat so they can sail across the sea of whatever. And I don't know how, but the horse got there.
Man, I don't really remember.
Because the horse... A boat? Yeah, well, there was going to be a boat. Oh. Don't worry. They didn't actually get into a boat. But the horse... I don't know how the horse would have crossed the canyon with his carriage, but it's there afterwards, after they cross. Mm. And they're like, oh, this weird deserty mountain place is so weird. And then, like, the Nutcracker finds a well that used to be there and opens it, and all these fairies come out.
Oh, yeah.
And they have this, like, amazing dance, which brings everything back to life, and it's suddenly, like, a very lush, like, meadow again. Mm-hmm. And then, as this is happening, the stone... Did you figure out what the name of the thing was?
Talus.
The Stone Talus. Copyright Nintendo. decided to, like, come up and attempt to smash them, but does, like, a really awful job with it. And it's like... And there was another good line where the bat's like, I'm as blind as a bat and even I can see them. And I like that one also. That was runner-up. I just
thought... Man, was this your favorite character?
No, I hated him. But, like, just some fun lines. I don't know. Oh, Momo.
This is Momo's butt.
Momo's butt. We have a cat in the studio. And he's just hanging out with us. Just being a cat. Just being Momo. Momo's the mascot. Momo also loves Barbie. We all love Barbie. You must assimilate to our Barbie culture. Anyways, Stone Dude ruins the boat, and the Major's like, I spent an hour on that sail. And then Captain Candy's like, are you just asking him to come over? And then a bunch of winter fairies come around, and they freeze the sea so they can, like... run over it with the horse and the carriage.
Oh, yeah.
Which is how I'm like, how did the horse get over there? Because they had to cross a canyon that, like, had no bridge.
Huh. Maybe it went around.
Yeah, the horse could just... The horse just felt like... Like, maybe why, it went, it, I why did everyone...
across the rocks.
Yeah, why did everyone... Why did everyone just like not take the horse instead? It's not, that's not the point. This isn't about poking plot holes in children's movies. It's about real actual criticism film.
There's probably a lot of plot holes if you think about it.
Oh my god, yeah. I haven't thought about it enough. I think that we need to maybe like, or I need to watch it like 2 days before so I can like have one day to like process and then the next day to be like, wait a second.
This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Anyway, so they continue, and then the stone dude's chasing after them, and the Nutcracker jumps out of the carriage and pokes a hole in the ice to, like, get it to crack, mm-hmm. and then they continue riding off, and they get to the island of the Sugar Plum Princess, and there's a walkway and a castle, and they go in, and Claire's waiting outside for a minute because she's, like, nervous to meet her. And then it turns out it was just like a cardboard cutout of a castle, mm-hmm. and the three dudes get trapped. And yeah, what happens after that, Felicia? I'm a little bit fuzzy.
I know they all get captured and then they get taken into the real, or the Miss, I keep wanting to say Mr. Mouse.
The Mr. Mouse.
King Mouse. What's mm-hmm. his name? King Mouse?
I don't know.
Mouse King?
Mouse King.
The Mouse King. Into his, like, castle place.
Yeah.
Then she, like, breaks in there.
Yeah, because she gets a lift from some spring fairies who have her sit on a vine.
I guess I don't remember that. All I remember, though, is she's, like, looking for them in the castle, and then they're behind, like, a mirror thing.
Yeah.
And then for somehow she magically can see it, even though it's, like, a one-way mirror, and then she just picks up, like, a candlestick or something yeah. and just, like, smashes it.
Oh.
Which was pretty cool, but also, good. Like, didn't make any sense, because how did she know that they were there?
Yeah. And, like, okay. One thing that also drove me... I have a really good memory for, like... Not an amazing memory, but a pretty okay memory for, like, lines in film. I don't know why, but I also remember that there are two mice guarding this room, guarding this dungeon, and she's, like, she goes up to them, even though there's no one other than, like, mice in this castle that mm-hmm. we've seen, at least, they don't question the fact that there's, like, a human girl there in front of them, and then she's, like, oh, the king needs to see you right now. He said that if you didn't get up there immediately, he'd turn you into house flies. Or was it horse flies? And then they, like, give each other a panic-stricken look and then go upstairs. And I'm like, okay, those two things aren't that different. And also, like, why is the second one bad enough that they're like, oh, no, we need to go yeah. upstairs? Like, if you're, I don't know. A lot of things about this movie just drove me slightly nuts. So after that, they're running out there, and they're going to go fight the Mouse King. And all the villagers have gotten it all riled up and decided they're going to fight the Mouse King also. So he turns them all into living statues. Mm-hmm. And then he and the Nutcracker are fighting. And this fight seems like a little bit fuzzy to me, but she saves him somehow. Like, she pushes him out of the way?
No, and... the Nutcracker dies, and... Oh, well, no, they kill the Mouse King, or like, he's, like,
they really... shrink him. He's, I don't, like, remember how, though.
Oh. I know he's, like, hurt, right? It's near the end of the battle.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think they think they've won, mm-hmm. and then they reveal that, the other big reveal of this movie, they reveal that Clara is the Sugar Plum Fairy, or whatever.
Yes.
Sugar Plum Princess.
Yeah, and they figured that out because she kisses him and he magically turns back into the prince.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
But he dies and then she kisses him on the cheek and mm-hmm. then he comes back to life.
Yeah. Very Beauty and the Beast.
And then
lots
and
of
then
sparkles.
He's like, oh, you're the Sugar Plum Princess all along because you're so brave. You saved us a bunch of times. And yeah. then she's like, okay, I guess I am. And then...
And then she, like, and then sparkles around her and she is, like, in this ballerina costume suddenly with super perfectly curled hair.
And then they do a dance, right?
Yes.
Wait, but I feel like it has a sad ending, right?
Yeah, because so...
Oh, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Someone does something with her locket, right?
Yeah, so the bat flies down with the Mouse King who's been shrunk. And he grabs her locket after she does this whole speech about how, like, this locket was supposed to take me home, but I know in my heart that I'm already home, because he asked her to be his queen. And so the Mouse King, like, grabs the locket, and then he opens it, and then one of the kids hits him with a snowball, and he presumably dies from impact.
Let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope. And then, but then she's, like, fading, and, like, she's gone.
Oh, and then he tells her that he loves her. And he's like,
I love you!
As soon as she disappears.
Like,
so tragic.
Dude, like, that's such a dude move, though. That's, like, 100% men. Like, the minute she's gone from your life forever, you're like, wait.
I love you.
I love you. Come back. Anyways, so Eric's doomed to never see her again, we guess. And she wakes up on Christmas morning. Yeah, it has to be Christmas morning because her little brother comes in and he's like, presents!
Yeah, I think it is Christmas.
And then she's talking about
her dream.
Yeah, and she's like, where'd the nutcracker that go? And, like, she still feels like it's real. And then her aunt Elizabeth comes in, who is number one character, with a guy who,
that she ran into, right?
Yeah,
she's like, oh, I invited him over for Christmas dinner. And then,
And then it's
Clara
Eric.
And Eric exchange
a kiss
on the hand.
Yeah.
Right?
And then she's like, and then Aunt Elizabeth, who is the real wing woman here, is like, all right, dad and nephew, let's go do something else and give them an alone time, because all she wants is for Clara to be happy. And so he gives her the locket, and it's like, and he's like, may I have the dance? And she's like, anything for a king. And like, it's like, wait a second, like, it's kind of like, did he have the same dream?
Oh.
Was he really the Nutcracker? What is this? Anyways, and then it, like, fades out, and it's Kelly and Barbie again.
Yeah, well, that's when I realized the whole theme of the movie, right? Because Barbie's like, oh, Clara was brave, and that's how she saved the day and stuff. And then Kelly's like, oh, so I gotta be brave to do this dance? And then they, like, perform the dance perfectly.
Yeah, it was like,
I'm not sure bravery would help in this situation.
Maybe just, like, a really good memory. Maybe she should have told her a story about Barbie taking, like, a really good quiz or something.
That would be such, like, a roundabout way to give her an encouraging story for her dance lesson.
I know.
An hour-long story about something kind of irrelevant.
Yep. Anyways, so that was Barbie in the Nutcracker.
Which, that's why I gave the plot, what did I say, 4?
Yeah.
It was a little light.
A little light on plot.
And it didn't really make sense that much. Yeah.
Okay, so what did you give the characters?
Okay, well, I feel like a lot of the characters were pretty cliche, I'd say. The Mouse King was all right.
Yeah.
I found him kind of enjoyable.
The bat was awful.
The bat was very cliche. Like, I feel like they always have that evil guy with, like, henchmen that are, like, super stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So that's what the bat made me think of.
Mm-hmm.
And the other mice were all, like,
yeah,
whatever. Not
Clara
was okay, I guess.
Yeah, she never really fell into that trap of, like, oh, I can't do it, like, which was kind of nice, you know. She, like, always tried to, like, save the day or do something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which was better than constantly being a damsel in distress.
I feel like she just didn't have that much, like, personality, though.
Yeah, and neither did the Nutcracker. I feel like that's kind of the only reason why my two favorite lines were from the bat, was because at least it felt like he was something, you know? Mm-hmm. He was a selfish little bat who just wanted to be paid in food. He's like, oh, I'm famished, you know? big mood. Me too. I'm constantly hungry. Also, Mr. Bat. And, yeah, but then the Nutcracker was just filled with, like, awful one-liners or, like, things that didn't totally make sense to, like, finish Clara's sentences. And I was like, oh, who is this dude? Is he, like, a freshman in college? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Major Mustache was, like, annoying and bumbling. And there's always got to be one of those stubborn, annoying, bumbling characters. Mm-hmm. And Captain Candy didn't feel like he had any personality either.
He was all right, I guess.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. He was just, like, kind of boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aunt Elizabeth was the only character that had anything, you know?
Yeah, she was cool.
Could we just have a Barbie movie about Aunt Elizabeth's adventures?
I don't know. What would you rate the characters then? I guess none of them are like super compelling, so I feel like I want to go low, but I don't know if I should go low.
Let's go low. I'm gonna say like a 4 maybe.
Okay.
Because it wasn't awful.
Okay, if we say acceptable is 3.
Yeah.
So it's like,
well, let's say mediocre is 3, mediocre and then acceptable is 4. Is 4, yeah.
I would say 4 then.
Yeah.
Because, like, they at least they weren't offensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they had, yeah, there weren't any offensive stereotypes. Captain Candy was racially ambiguous, I guess.
Yeah. So
there's a point for Barbie. Skin color that wasn't as pale as a cow, which is cool.
Pale as a cow, sure.
I don't know. I don't know why pale as a cow. I think it's just because cows are like black and white, and it's like,
you're thinking really white.
Really white, yeah. What's something that's pale as a dove? There we go. Because Barbie's like messes up the white balance on my screen, I think sometimes. All right, art animation. What did you give it?
Okay. There was, I thought during the fight scenes there was some interesting shadow stuff.
Yeah.
The 2D backgrounds were kind of insulting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might say what did we say? 4 was acceptable. What was 3?
Mediocre.
Mediocre? I'm like, should I go lower than mediocre?
Well, I went -9, so you can't go lower than me.
I would say a 2 then.
Yeah.
Because, like, the 2D background really bothered me.
Also, there was, like, in the very beginning when Kelly and Barbie were dancing, Kelly's feet, like, both of their feet didn't touch the ground. They were, like, reflections and stuff, but it looked like they were, like, floating half an inch.
Also, the character models looked okay, but I feel like the backgrounds were, like, super, like, flat. Like,
yeah.
Especially the ballet studio.
Mm-hmm.
That looked, like, really, like, awful. Badly done.
Yeah.
There was, like, nothing there. Yeah. It was just, like, a weird,
it's
bright
like they
room.
Thought of it, like, 2 seconds later, it's, like after they finished the movie, they were like, oh shit, we should incorporate Barbie into this somehow.
That's kind of what I thought. I was like, maybe they animated this later, they just like added it in.
Yeah.
Because like it looked worse almost than the rest of the
movie.
Yeah,
it did to me also. And all the dancing, like the movements were just so.
Yeah. That's why I felt like it was very ambitious. I wonder why they were like, we gotta make a dancing movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. But actually, I should say, the fairies, I did have those, Kellys.
Oh, yeah, me too. I had the ice fairy Kelly.
I had 3 of the 3 that were, like, in the opening credits, I think I had those. Mm-hmm. So then I was thinking, like, I guess they really made this movie to sell the dolls.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let's be real.
But I wonder, like, why they decided also to have this just be, like, the first movie that they want to incorporate the dolls, like, into, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, like, they could have done anything, right? Like, they have so many different Kelly and Barbie lines.
Yeah, and they had, like, the other thing is that they, like, they did Rapunzel next, which is what we're going to be watching next week, so tune back in. Which I feel like would have been an easier one to, like, start out with, you know? And then, like, work your way up to, like, a ballet that is, like, well-known by, like, a lot of people, you know? Like, I don't know everything about the ballet very well because I haven't seen it since I was, like, 6 or 7, but like there's plenty of people in the world who know exactly what it's supposed to look like, and even people who don't know what it is, like me, know that that's not how dancing looks. I've seen dancing once or twice. I don't think that's it. And what did you think the dialogue was?
Ooh, the dialogue was kind of weak.
Yeah,
because they didn't really like say anything interesting.
Yeah, I gave it a 5. I gave it a 5 because I thought there were some good one-liners, like the occasional one that was like maybe not good but like funny at least, you know.
I think I would say 5 too.
Yeah, it didn't feel like awful, but it didn't feel like amazing, you know.
I did kind of like when Prince Eric,
yeah,
like the Little Mermaid. I didn't notice. when Prince Eric was talking about like the king and he, or whatever, him as the prince, but he was like acting like he wasn't the prince. I thought those lines were kind of funny. So
yeah,
I think they did a good job, I guess, of reference, like making it for children obvious that he's the prince without saying it. Because I'm kind of actually glad that Clara like found out, I guess, without like
that she did it.
Like
herself.
At least she wasn't super like oblivious to what was happening
for sure. And last one, romance. What did you think of their romance?
It was a little boring.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 10.
I'm gonna say maybe a 6.
Yeah, I was originally leaning towards like 5 or 6, but like every time, like they like had a moment when he was wooden, it felt so odd to me. Like when she saved him and Captain Candy and Mr. Mustache, like they had a moment where like they hugged and like she was touching, and then she like was like, oh, people are here, and like turned around. And I was like, girl, like, no, that's it was just so weird, like, to me. Like, I don't have a good reason why it was weird. It was just, like, the emotions were fine, and, like, he was, like, kind of funny and stuff, but, like, I don't know. It's just, like, the fact that he was, like, a wooden person was just really odd to me.
Yeah. I felt like it was, like, okay, like, their relationship just kind of had, like, a normal arc. Like, it was kind of like that trope, I guess, of, like, when you travel together, then they, like, fall in love, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, there wasn't anything, like, special about their relationship, I guess.
Well, it's also, like, it took place over, like, what, 3 days at most?
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like a day and a night.
But he loved her by the end.
I know, and that drives me nuts when people are like, I love you, like, within, like, 3 days. Because it's like, do you?
Yeah, like it's the circumstance, like... Yeah. Because she saved him and all that stuff, they were like, oh my gosh, we're like so great together. But like if they were living, you know, in a normal way, they probably wouldn't be interested in each other, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like, it was fine. It's just like, it's just the kind of thing that like I personally don't really like it in movies when it's like, I love you immediately. But then again, it's for kids. So, you know.
Yeah. It's supposed to be romantic.
Yeah. I did like in the end that like, he was, like, real, and that he's a family friend of her aunt, and, like, he's there, and, like, he gives her the locket, and I'm like, this could be the start of something new.
Yeah. I feel like their romance maybe could work out better, because they're, like, normal people, whatever.
Yeah. Not being threatened.
I don't even know, like, what's happening in the Nutcracker, like, world or whatever, because, like, there's just a bunch of mice. Like, there's only a couple people.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they do. Oh, that reminds me. I did like that scene where they walk into the village and they're like, it's completely destroyed and like it looks all right, kind of.
Yeah, no, it's
there's
like,
only like a couple of
things,
you know,
toppled over. Yeah. Yeah, it was like, actually, I think it's just a band.
Yeah, like I didn't even notice it was destroyed. Like I was like, oh, that's cute, like a little village. And then they're like, oh my gosh, it's ruined. And then she sees like the toy and the rubble and she's like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah. And just remind me of that scene in Mulan, but it turns out the girl was like fine. Also, those kids were really chill for their mom probably being dead. They send us out with marzipan to, like, go look for something. Who knows? And when we came back, it was like this. And it's like, oh, no, dude. Like,
everyone's dead.
I don't know what to tell you, but, like, this is war. Like,
the Mouse King is taking over everything.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, I think I'll change my romance to, like, you know, I think I agree with you. I think 6 is more reasonable. Because, like, I did really like the ending scene of them. I thought that was sweet. And it feels like something that, like, could be something, you know.
Yeah. I did feel like the kiss to bring him back to life or whatever. Wait, I feel like he died, but also, did the kiss bring him back to life and turn him into the prince?
I don't know.
I feel like he was hurt.
Yeah, he was definitely hurt.
No, he was hurt, and then he was like, it's all right, I'm just wood, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she kissed his cheek, and then he came back to life.
Yeah.
I did feel like that was pretty cheesy. Like, that was, I feel like we're going to see this in other Barbie movies, because I know sure there's another one where...
There's a kiss and, like, yeah.
I don't want to spoil it, I guess, but... Okay. Well, I know which... It's coming soon.
Okay.
I thought it was interesting that the movie kind of started out with, like, a big fight scene with the sword fighting, because, like, especially, like, aimed at girls, I was like, the girls get to see fight scenes, too. I don't know. I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And I said the incompetent henchman trope. I also said doll in the wreckage trope. I don't know if that's a real trope, but...
It feels like a trope.
That is in other movies.
Ooh. It is a drum roll, please. 3.4 out of 10. 3.4 stars, folks. We're IMDb now.
It's not, like, bad.
Yeah.
Because I always think when I see movies and TV shows, like, even if it's a bad show or whatever, there's, like, one aspect of it that's good, you know?
Yeah. No, it was enjoyable. I didn't mind watching it again while I did homework, you know?
Yeah.
Which is how I watched it, sorry. So, not the most, like, critical, but I'm excited to watch Rapunzel again. All right. That's all, folks.
Bye.
You're just like me.
I'm just like you. You're just like me.
Something anyone can see.
Sounded good.
You're a good singer. A heart that beats. A voice that speaks the truth. Yes, I am a girl like you. There we go.
Bye.
Bye.
Momo.